Recorder's rolling. For the record, may I please have your name and title?
Dr. Scott Chapman with Meritus Health Cardiology at North Kansas City Hospital.
Dr. Chapman, thank you for your time. And you are having an event coming up on Thursday, February 27th, called What Makes Your Heart Flutter? And I guess this refers to a condition known as atrial fibrillation?
That is correct.
And what causes this? What are some of the things that you'll be speaking about during this luncheon? It's a free luncheon, too, being put on by you in North Kansas City Hospital.
Yes, actually we'll be talking about a number of issues with atrial fibrillation. Some of them include the symptoms that people have with atrial fibrillation, some of the treatment modalities for atrial fibrillation, also some of the possible complications that atrial fibrillation can cause.
What are some of those things, if you can? I know you can't go into specifics probably before the luncheon, but what are some of the things that it can cause as far as basically hindering life or endangering it?
Sure. There's three major issues with atrial fibrillation. One is some people have significant symptoms that can affect their lifestyle and can alter many things that they do because of atrial fibrillation. A second major issue is that people with atrial fibrillation have a 5 times greater stroke risk than people without atrial fibrillation. And then really the third issue is that some people with atrial fibrillation may end up developing congestive heart failure, which can lead to other significant problems.
Is this anything like what they used, you know, I was diagnosed when I was younger with what they call a heart murmur. Is this similar or something completely different?
This is a different problem. A heart murmur is usually caused by turbulent blood flow through one of the heart valves. Sometimes it can be very benign. Atrial fibrillation is really an electrical problem with the heart. In other words, it involves the heart rhythm. The top chambers of the heart beat very rapidly and irregularly, causing the bottom chambers to also beat irregularly. And then this leads to many of the symptoms that people may get from atrial fibrillation, which can include things like palpitations, which are an irregular heartbeat sensation. Some people have lightheadedness, shortness of breath, or chest pain, or even severe fatigue.
So when you say it's with the signals of the brain, this involves the neurological system as well, then?
Well, actually, the electrical part of the heart does not involve the brain, and so, not directly at least, there are nerves that serve the heart, but it's really separate from the brain, and so the electrical signals in the heart are very chaotic and irregular, but are concentrated just in the heart.
Now, is there forms of treatment available for this, or is this something that's like chronic and uncurable?
There are several different treatment modalities. There are some people that we do not have to really use any treatment for. However, it is very common to use medications to control the symptoms and also medications to reduce the risk of stroke. But finally, there are procedures available to really completely eliminate atrial fibrillation, and we'll be talking about all three of those treatment options.
Dr. Chapman, is there a certain audience, a certain demographic that this free luncheon seminar is aimed at?
Well, the people with atrial fibrillation tend to be older. However, I've seen people as young as 19 with atrial fibrillation. The risk of atrial fibrillation just tends to go up with age. Other common risk factors for atrial fibrillation include those with high blood pressure, obstructive sleep apnea, people who have had prior heart problems such as heart attacks or heart surgery, those with thyroid disorders. So a number of those associated factors may be will increase their risk of having atrial fibrillation.
Well, Dr. Chapman, is there a way that people can contact you or they sign up? And I believe reservations for this free luncheon have to be made by the 20th. Is that correct?
That is correct. There is a website that you can go to, and it's nkch.org/AFib. The number to call directly is 816-691-1690.
Well, Dr. Chapman, we appreciate your time. Is there anything else you can share with us?
No, just looking forward to presenting this. This is the largest cause of an abnormal heart rhythm that we have in America. And in fact, it affects more than 2 million people in the United States, and estimates are that by 2050, more than 12 million people will have atrial fibrillation.
Well, Dr. Chapman, thank you again for your time, and we look forward to passing this word on for you.
Thank you very much.